Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
Slightly cooler temperatures are on the way. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. A scary scene for many on Highway 401 eastbound in Northumberland County Sunday, as an alleged drunk driver was weaving dangerously before crashing near the Big Apple. Porto police tried to stop a blue Hyundai before the driver fled at a high rate of speed on the 401. Authorities say they received information from the public regarding the vehicle being driven dangerously, including traveling at high rates of speed and passing vehicles on both shoulders of the highway. Just before 7 p.m., the vehicle was involved in a multi-vehicle collision with the driver and passenger fleeing on foot into a wooded area. Tyler Lazur was arrested and faces several charges. He was held for a bail hearing. A local town crier is receiving financial support as he gets set to compete at the World Championships. Liam Craig of Allen McHaldeman Township volunteers extensively at community events, bellowing various cries to the enjoyment of attendees. Township Councilor Mike Ainsworth presented a motion to council Tuesday. Ainsworth advocated council for $2,260 to help pay for flights and other related expenses.
This is about recognizing someone who has volunteered hundreds of hours representing the Allen McHaldeman Township without asking for a salary. Liam is the face of our township at countless events throughout the year. He now being given the opportunity to represent not only himself, but the entire township on a world stage.
Council voted unanimously in favor of the motion. Craig will be in Chester, England from September 21st to the 27th, competing against 10 other criers. A bylaw to give the next council of Allen McHaldeman Township a salary increase was deferred Tuesday as several councillors wanted more information before making a decision. The proposed bylaw would give the mayor nearly a $10,000 raise. The deputy mayor goes to $20,000 while councillors increase by $1,500. Councillor Greg Booth says a salary increase decision should be left to the next council after giving residents an opportunity to voice their concerns to municipal election candidates.
I think this going to the public looking that we're going to increase our salaries by from 8% to 40%, the public is not going to be happy with this.
The deferral was unanimous. In sports, the Cobra Kodiaks take on the Brampton Excelsiors tonight in lacrosse action, while the Jays open a weekend set with the White Sox tomorrow. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
With the way the world has changed the landscape of retail, isn't it nice to know there is a place downtown Port Hope to shop? That no matter what your lifestyle, there is something for you. All Things Beautiful is a ladies' fashion boutique featuring diverse lines including Bryn Walker, Frank Lyman, Gretzias, Spanner, Piccadilly, and more. Come experience our vibe at 87 Walton Street, up the hill in downtown Port Hope. Follow me on Instagram at All Things Beautiful, Inc.
Northumberland business owners, ready to grow? Katz Marketing helps businesses get noticed. With over 40 years of experience, we create websites, print, signage, and digital marketing that connects with customers online, in your community, and in AI searches. Clients call us a true full-service marketing experience and say, we captured our essence and branding. Ready to grow? Visit katzmc.ca or call 905-885-9998 today. Katz Marketing, built for what's next.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Sunny this morning and early this afternoon. Then a mix of sun and clouds. Slight chance of showers late this afternoon. Risk of a thunderstorm. High 29. Humidex of 32. Clear tonight. Low 14. Sunny and 27 for tomorrow. Cloudy. Slight chance of showers Saturday. High 27. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.